Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 65 of Psalm 119. You have treated your servant well, Lord, according to your word. Teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good, and you do good. Teach me your statutes. The arrogant have forged a lie against me. With all my heart, I will comply with your precepts. Their heart is insensitive, like fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, so that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, so that I may learn your commandments. May those who fear you see me and be glad, because I wait for your word. I know, Lord, that your judgments are righteous, and that you have afflicted me in faithfulness. May your favor comfort me according to your word to your servant. May your compassion come to me, so that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be put to shame, because they lead me astray with a lie. But I shall meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, and those who know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, so that I will not be ashamed.
When we experience adversity, we tend to wonder, why is this happening to me? Although the answer might remain a mystery, Scripture gives us a foundation from which to view difficulties. God's Word tells us that we live in a fallen world filled with sinful people, that even the redeemed are not exempt from trouble, and that Satan has great influence here. But those of us who are believers know God uses our troubles to accomplish His good purposes. Although they are sometimes the Lord's means of correcting us when we stray, trials also teach us to depend on Him rather than ourselves, and to trust that He will supply our needs. A diet of nothing but manna must have seemed like a great trial to the Israelites wandering in the wilderness. Yet that was God's means of humbling them and teaching that He alone was their provider. Understanding these things about God, you can begin to recognize adversity as a reminder of His great love. And not only that, difficulties are also a way to know Him more intimately. That is, you won't ever experience God as comforter if you're never in need of comfort. So, whatever the reason for your trial, realize that He has allowed it for your good.